This is an RNIB talking book.
12 Red Herrings by Geoffrey Archer.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
12 Red Herrings by Geoffrey Archer.
Trial and Error. Read by John Davitt. It's hard to know exactly where to begin. But first, let me explain why I'm in jail. The trial had lasted for 18 days, and from the moment the judge had entered the courtroom, the public benches had been filled to overflowing. The jury at Leeds Crown Court had been out for almost 2 days, and rumour had it that they were hopelessly divided. On the barrister's bench, there was talk of hung juries and retrials, as it had been more than 8 hours since Mr. Justice Cartwright had told the foreman of the jury that their verdict need no longer be unanimous. A majority of 10-2 would be acceptable. Suddenly, there was a buzz in the corridors, and the members of the jury filed quietly into their places. Press and public alike began to stampede back into court. All eyes were on the foreman of the jury, a fat, jolly-looking little man, dressed in a double-breasted suit, striped shirt, and a colourful bow tie, striving to appear solemn. He seemed the sort of fellow with whom, in normal circumstances, I would have enjoyed a pint at the local. But these were not normal circumstances. As I climbed back up the steps into the dock, my eyes settled on a pretty blonde who had been seated in the gallery every day of the trial. I wondered if she attended all the sensational murder trials, or if she was just fascinated by this one. She showed absolutely...